Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you beautiful, amazing, sexy, fabulous, healthy people that I love. My Lord, it's December. It's my favorite month, I have to admit. It's my birthday month, it's Christmas, it's New Year's Eve. It's, you know, it's just one party. It's just one big party, and I love it. I'm here coming to you today from Phoenix, Arizona, where I'm doing a very interesting convention and meeting a lot of very lovely, lovely, nice people. And I want to remind everybody that today at 11 o'clock, the December special rolls out. Half hour private for $100. It's my Christmas gift, holiday gift to all of you. And one per person, there's only 50 spots. You can book throughout the whole year. Don't have to book like now. And I believe we start somewhere in the middle of January. So, yeah, look for that. It's I'm sure Lauren has it up on the website. I know you got an email about it. So, looking forward. Today, I want to talk to you about adaptation and adapting. Boy, the predictions webinar was, of course, amazing. We say that about all our webinars, but people just asked such pertinent questions that brought a lot of information in. But one of the things that the channel brought in before we started was adaptation and adapting is the most important thing you can do this year. And they want to offer this to you, that you can't adapt while you're in reaction. You cannot adapt when you're in reaction. So, whatever gets thrown your way this year, you need to bring yourself back to the point of balance. Ask yourself, okay, how can I handle this? What can I do with this? How can I turn this into the positive that I'm desiring? And then move forward. So, you all know when you're in reaction. It's a visceral feeling that happens within you. And usually, that takes us into judgment or fear. Okay? Can't adapt. Can't focus. And direct what it is that you really want when you are in reaction. Okay, and then around adaptation, they took me to core belief number one, I can never be God. When you choose consciously to adapt to whatever is being thrown your way, then you begin knowing and living and experiencing more and more and more that you are the God of you right now. You can't adapt to something if you keep looking in the future, guys. It's in this moment right now that you need to adapt in whatever is happening at the particular moment in your life. Okay. Well, that was all they gave me, but now there's something else coming in. Hold on. Sheets, book, song, movie. We're going to a play. We're going to South Pacific. And we're going to, I got to wash that man right out of my hair. Which, when they give me that song, represents don't focus on what you want to get rid of. Focus on what you want to create. And that's when adaptation will pay off the highest and most successfully for you. Focus on what you want to create. It's fine to acknowledge the thing that you don't want. And don't stop there, guys. If you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. Move into your love place and create around that. All righty. Hold on. Can I go to the callers now? Yep. Around all of that that we just talked about, we're invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. All righty. Johanna in Florida, you're on.
Hey, Dee. Thanks for calling on me. I love this day of the week.
thank you.
I really do. I call it D-Day.
Yeah, I love it. Thanks.
I am more consistently on this call, like I don't miss one, than anything I think I've ever done, for sure. So I have a body thing and another thing. I've been writing these motions to overturn the to get my house back in Santa Fe, or to maintain my home in Santa Fe, and they've just changed the locks. I don't know if that means I can't file any more motions, or that is something I have to adapt to being behind me. That's my one question. And,
okay, let's just take that one so we don't mix the energy here. That's the highest question, and unfortunately, Johanna, I get a yes. That's what you need to adapt to. And the channel wants you to know it's ultimately in your highest good, although you can't see that right now. You just see the loss.
Okay.
So they would like you to move forward with the positive emotion that, and expectation that this is all for the best.
Well, that is very pertinent for me because I'm definitely at a crossroads of choosing. I feel that that's coming up. Oh my gosh, how'd that happen? To choosing the story about it. And so thank you for that. That's very helpful. I just
okay.
Kept losing the things I had inside of it and was hoping I could retrieve them. But so it goes.
Well, that still might be possible.
Okay. I am working on that, so thank you.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. The other thing is this fatigue. I mean, I've been particularly fatigued since I got back from New Mexico in July with this aching foot thing, and now I've got this twitch in my left eye. And I'm just wondering what the channel has to say about if there's a course of
okay,
action.
Okay, there's two things. They would like you to check to see if you picked up any parasites in New Mexico.
Okay.
That can definitely cause a lot of fatigue and other things. And then energetically, what's behind the fatigue, and so it's all one thing, okay, we're going to a core belief, this page here. Yeah, I'm scared to death to be here. And that ties back into the house. So basically, if you finish that sentence in the highest way, I'm scared to death to not know what's going to happen. And it's exhausting you. I mean, that makes sense to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's not only with the house, it's with my life here because I have a lot of,
Okay, so you see, if you're the God of you, you can consciously choose and direct what you want to happen. Now, guys.
And then that would relieve the fatigue.
That's going to help a lot, yes, because the image that they're giving me right now is you're out in the ocean and you're treading water and you're exhausting yourself and you know how to swim to shore, but you're not doing it.
Oh, gosh, that's so pertinent because I've been a swimming instructor. I've been a swimmer all my life.
Okay, well, that's why they picked that image then. So they knew you would relate to that. Okay? Start swimming, sweetheart. Start saying, where am I powerful? How can I use my power? What exactly do I want? Okay? And remember, then, to, guys, you have to create from a place of balance and love. We know that. To create out of desperation isn't going to work, Johanna. You got it? Got it?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Dee. I really,
you bet,
I can't
sweetheart.
Thank you enough. Okay.
You bet.
Love
you.
You
bet. You too, sweetheart. Okay, the thing just came up that says end episode. That I'm not connected. So, Stephen, geez, why does this happen every week? Let me know I'm connected, please. I'm going to move on. Stephen, if you're listening, please. Okay. Cindy in British Columbia, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you so much for your time and for helping me today. I was wondering if you could have the channel look into a pattern or whatever the pattern is or the belief that is causing something that's been going on so I can release it now. What happened was I had have exercise-induced asthma, and now that's kicked into being a bad bronchitis situation. So
yeah, I can
is
hear
there
it.
A belief behind yeah.
Yeah, what are you in grief about?
Being where
that's
I'm
the
at.
Highest word? Yeah, that's the highest word. Do you know what you're grieving about?
Being where I'm at.
Yep. That's energetically what's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what can you do about it?
Getting clear about what I want. And as you said, being adaptable.
Okay, So do you have to stay where you're at?
At the moment, yes, because I'm a caretaker for my mom.
Well, that's probably part of the grief too then, sweetheart,
mm-hmm.
is
mm-hmm.
where you're at is dealing with ultimately losing your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, we all have to adapt to death. It's a part, it's a part of life, the life cycle when you're in human embodiment. That's probably the biggest thing we have mm-hmm. to adapt to is the loss
yeah.
of a loved one.
And I think, oh, sorry, go ahead.
So can you accept the fact that you've chosen? That's the highest word. You've chosen to be there. You don't have to be there. You've chosen
yes.
to be there to take care of your mom, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Then choose to be at peace with being there. Open
mm-hmm.
your heart, and instead of focusing subconsciously on how much work and losing your mom and blah, 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 it all is, focus on how much love you can share with her
mm-hmm.
for you
mm-hmm.
and her.
Yes, I recognize that, you know, it's just sometimes I hit those rough days, you know.
Sure, absolutely.
And, you know, and I
absolutely.
Feel like I've lost my personal freedom to kind of do things, so that's another component.
Well, then I would ask and adapt, how can I take care of my mother and
mm-hmm.
bring more balance for myself back into my life?
Yeah. I
even if it's having someone come in for 2 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So you can
okay.
address your life, okay?
Yeah. Thank you
All
so
right.
much for your time. I
you
appreciate
bet.
It.
You bet.
Have a lovely day.
That's the plan. Okay. Andrew in New Delhi. Are you still there then,
what?
Huh?
Well, I'm still here, but I'm wrapping things up. December 22nd is when I'm leaving India. Last Thursday, I went and saw the Taj Mahal, and I'm doing touristy stuff. And right now, I'm in New Delhi, and I visited Gandhi's two residences that he lived in. And I would like to, before I ask a question with to do with predictions, I would like to, if it's okay, if the community is open to it, share Gandhi wisdom.
If it's quick, Andrew.
Well, it's just something that I got from the, it's okay. I will give you a talisman. Whenever you are in doubt or when the self becomes too much with you, apply the following test. Recall the face of the poorest and the weakest man whom you may have seen, and ask yourself if the step you contemplate is going to be of any use to him. Will he gain anything by it? Will it restore him to control over his own life and destiny? In other words, will it lead to Swaraj for the hungry and spiritual starving millions? Then you will find your doubts and yourself melting away. That's that part.
Okay, well, so in other words, look around to those less fortunate and it will put your life in balance. That's basically what he said there.
Yeah, pretty much. But I was just inspired when I went and visited he lived.
I bet the channel wants to know, did you feel his energy?
Ooh, powerfully. It just was like very, very, oh my God, it just opened me up like anything. And
so that is what the energy of love feels like. That power. That's what I want all of us to start using or use more of. the channel corrected me, said, well, you know, a lot of them are doing that. They're just not doing it all the time as much as they could. So we're going to hold that intention that we do, okay? All right, what did you want to ask about predictions?
Okay, now, I know that it's, you know, you can't really predict outcomes because it all, you know,
No, I only read the energy as it is right now. What's your question?
Okay, because after I talked to you, I applied for this.
You know, you're going in and out. Andrew, you're cutting in and out. Can you hold really still with your phone and go ahead and talk again? Let me see.
Okay, could they check connection? Could just email it to you?
Yeah, I think you should email it to me, baby, because I can't pick up all the words that you're saying.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
No.
Okay.
Probably energetic as well. Talk to you later. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you. Oh, I hate when that happens. Paula in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I just wanted to thank you for the gift of the book that you for the predictions webinar. It's been wonderful, you know, and I love
thank
how you read it. It is so good. It's really, I recommend everybody to get it because it really clarifies everything that you've been sharing, you and the channel.
She's talking about the audiobook of Conscious Creation, my first book, which is included in the predictions webinar, the order for that. That's what she's talking about. All right. Thank you for that, Paul. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I finished listening and I'm going to listen to it again. I listen while I walk and it's great.
Great.
And I do have
thank
a question.
You. Okay.
Yeah. It has to do, I did call in a while back about my neck and it was, you know, recommended to get, you know, a new pillow, all this stuff. And I've done this and I got this stretching thing for my neck, which is helping. But I'm wondering, you know, because my friend, it turns out, has the same exact thing. So I'm just wondering, is this a virus?
You know, is that the right question? Everybody's balanced. Anybody switched? I get a yes on that. And well, this is going to open up a whole bunch of stuff. Back after I did Cujo, I had horrible, my neck was, I couldn't even turn it.
Yeah.
And when I finally got to the doctor, found a doctor that knew what he was doing, it was a virus called Coxsackie. When I say that's exactly what you have, it goes to no, but I get a yes on virus.
Is it a COVID-related thing? Because I've never had it. I'm like pretty isolated. Okay.
No, it's not COVID related. It's more like a parasite that you picked up, but it's not a parasite. It's a virus.
And it just has to pass.
Like a cold. No, there is. There are some homeopathic remedies, they're saying.
Oh.
That you can take for this, but you would need to see, you know, a homeopathic doctor or a natural doctor.
Okay, I'll have to find somebody for that.
What's the closest bigger city to you?
Well, I'm in the Bay Area. I'm in Los Altos. And so,
no, not there. Where's the next one?
Palo Alto.
Is there a doctor in Palo Alto?
Mountain View?
Both. There's
okay, Mountain View's closer.
Both places. Yeah. be very specific when you book the appointment about what you need, though.
Okay. A homeopathic remedy for this virus about my neck.
Those are the highest, most complete words, most correct words, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Oh, my God, I hadn't thought about Coxsackie. And they're just little homeopathic pellets that he gave me that I would suck on 3 times a day. And literally within 3 days, it was gone.
That is incredible.
And they're saying it's very similar. So,
okay.
Okay. Let me know, will you please?
Yes,
again,
I will.
I'm not a doctor, guys. When this information comes through, you need to check in with yourselves, see if it resonates, you know, to take steps. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so
much. You are welcome, Paula. All righty. We are going to Janice in New Jersey.
Hey, Dee, how are you?
I'm pretty awesome, actually.
Cool. Okay, so this past summer, because of something that happened, I figured out what my IDF was that I got from my dad. And that was, when I am loved, I am not safe.
Yep.
So what I would like to know is what is the IDF I got from my mother? And then with the two, what is my new direction?
Okay, your mother. Going here, here. I want to go back, but I'm stuck here.
Mm.
So the positive was would be, I am the powerful God of me, who is consistently moving forward in safe and joyous love. Highest, most correct, most complete. Okay?
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
All right, baby. You got it. Thank you.
Yep.
And we're going to Katie in New York. Whoops, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. I always love your sexy voice, Katie.
Thank you.
What's your question, babe?
Oh, okay, I have it's like a two-part. One part is with the pendulum. So I'm moving, which is great. I'm moving to Atlanta. And I had asked my brother and my mother to help me. And my mother kind of, everything she was saying in her mouth was kind of negative, even though she was acting like she was helping. And it kind of just...
It's her fear for you. It's her fear that you're making the right choice, that you're going to be okay, you know. So understand where it's coming from. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so it was kind of like a whole replay of my teenage years or childhood or whatever. Just the whole, she was with us, it was just kind of chaotic. It wound up costing more money than it did when she wasn't with us, right, to ship the stuff or whatever. And so when I came home, I had paid for a deposit for another place, and they sent me a check, but the check bounced. And I so I don't know if the funds were not in the account or whatever.
Who sent you the check?
This apartment I was going to get in New York. They had sent me a check, but it didn't. And I put in my bank account. So when I checked my bank account that day, the bank returned it and said there was no funds in the account. And then I went down to the bank and they said there was something wrong with the check. So I'm wondering, are those incidents linked? Like, did I start feeling anxiety around money, and then this happened?
It's more an anxiety about moving forward, Katie. All of these little things are being put in your way so that you can go, okay, am I sure I want to do this? Am I sure this is the best thing for me? Right?
Yeah.
And it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But you keep doubting yourself, don't you?
Yes, because I was torn. Should I stay in New York?
Well,
should I go? You know, should I go?
So, guys,
the
universe is just matching what you're putting out there. You're putting out the signal.
Okay.
You know, I want to go to Atlanta, but gosh, I don't know. Can I trust myself? I don't know. Is that the right thing to do? I don't know. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You can't have it both ways. This is what
I'm
doing.
So how do I get clear?
And I'm committed to it.
To it. Okay.
Make it easy, universe, because I'm going.
Okay.
So make it easy.
Okay.
Align everything up.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? When I had more stuff to ship the next another time, and I shipped it. It was way cheaper, and I used my pendulum. But my pendulum had told me it was going to be more money. But when I got there, it was cheaper. So I was saying I guess for the universe, I said, well, you guys said it was going to cost more money. They said, listen, you want it to be cheaper or you want to be right? I said, you know what? I wanted it to be. You know,
yeah, be careful what you ask for. And you're also, Katie, manipulating your testing.
Depends on.
Okay,
that's what I was thinking.
So you
have
to make sure you're balanced and unswitched and that you direct yourself always, guys. I am only getting the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. Not the answer I want, but the highest correct answer.
Okay?
All right.
Yes. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you for calling in. And good on you that you've decided to move, because I know that was a big thing. Yeah. It'll be good for you. All right. Heather in Nebraska, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you very much. What's up?
Good.
What's your question?
Well, I would love some guidance I really feel like I want to start a charity. And I'm kind of, I don't really have a lot of words, but I'm just kind
okay,
of hoping.
There are two things you need to get into alignment to move forward. First of all, I say you're committed to doing this, and it goes right to no. And the channel is going right now, that would be kind of cool idea, and that feels kind of good to me. God, I wonder if I should do this, right? So the universe can't really move forward and work with you until you're more committed. See, this is what we do, guys. There's a little theme on the show. Shocker. I know. But this is what we do. Give me a sign, and then I'll be safe enough to move ahead. Somebody tell me I need to do this, and then I'll be safe enough to move ahead. Ain't the way it works, guys. You make a commitment to do something, take steps to move ahead, and the universe rushes in to help you. That's the first thing. The second thing, sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
Bug's Life.
What?
A Bug's Life.
A bug flies.
A Bug's Life. You know, the little bug.
Oh, a Bug's Life. Okay. Sorry, I couldn't pick up the last word. I'm on my headphones. A Bug's Life. Do I need the synopsis? No. Well, the first thing that comes in is a bug's life is short-lived. Most bugs don't live for very long. And so now I'm going back to your mom when you were a little girl. Yes, around three. Three seems to be the powerful age where we all get hit with these belief systems for the most part. Something happened with your mom where she stepped out to create something for herself, and well, the words they're giving me are she was cut off at the knees, which means she couldn't move forward. Something happened and she couldn't move forward. When I say that you're aware of what that was from your childhood, I get a no. But energetically, and it's a big yes, you are aware of the energy of where she was trying to move out of something or into something that she wanted, and that attempt was thwarted. And so you moving into a new adventure are subconsciously remembering, well, what if the same thing happens to me that happened to mom? Well, look, guys, if you don't try, you don't ever win.
Right.
If you do try, you win a lot of times. And you have the pride of believing in yourself and moving forward. Did Bubbleopaloo, my little bear, do what I wanted it to do? Not at all. Do I know the value in that little bear and the joy that I had creating it? Absolutely. And now, creating the bear led to writing the book, and now we're in discussions for an animated series for it.
Love that.
So what I'm saying is the biggest thing you can do is believe. Just believe. We've heard this for eons and eons and lifetimes and lifetimes. It's so easy and it's so simple. It's a choice. So can you believe in yourself and believe in this charity to start out and going, start talking to people and going, I want to do this. You want to help me? I want to do this. What do you think? I want to do this. You want to donate something? But you've got to commit to doing it before you can even have those conversations. Right?
Right. Yeah, because I just feel like I have all this love to share, and I just don't know where to put that, you know, how to give back, and that's really all I want to do.
Anywhere. That's your answer.
Awesome.
Anywhere. You know, people come up to the table here to buy a picture. My job is to honor them, respect them, love them, hug them, give them a wonderful experience for both of us. That's my intention for everybody that walks up to my table. Not to sell a freaking picture.
Right.
And the more I do that, the more I sell the pictures. Do you understand?
Well, cool. Yes.
Okay. So start asking yourself, where is my passion drawn? Where do I really want to help? What would rock my boat the most? For me, right off the bat, it would be animals. I know that. Animals and children. I donate to animals and children everywhere. You'll know, but go to your heart. Get out of your mind. All right, baby?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, there were a lot of good lessons there. Thank you very much. Miss Ilka in Florida, you're on.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, first of all, when is your birthday? Because I want to say hi or something.
Oh, you're so sweet. It's the 14th, and I'll be a very young, vibrant 75 years old.
Wow, that's amazing. I'll make sure I email or something.
Oh, okay. You're so sweet. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
What's your question?
I know that I email and stuff about prayers for baby Eva, but that is my main thing. That sweet 10-month-old baby, you know, I don't know what kind of energy caused that my daughter to trip at that dog and then to fall, and now she's in the cast, and it was so scary before they went to the doctor to find out what's going on. What kind of energy that I carry or my daughter carry to magnetize some crazy, scary experience like that?
You know, Ilka, they're saying it was just an accident. It's just an accident. Can you adapt to it now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been adapt?
Yeah, but they want you to adapt with more joy and positivity. Right
mm-hmm.
now,
mm-hmm.
the highest word they're giving me is suffering. You're suffering going, why? Why did this happen? Why did this happen? And
it's scary. Maybe that's where it's coming from, to see your grandbaby falling on the floor like that. No.
I can't even imagine. You know, I've got a 4-month-old grandson. Is the baby okay?
Well, she's in the cast, and I mean, they went to emergency that night because it happened around 7-8 p.m. Monday night, and the emergency care.
So he's in a cast.
Then they found that her femur was broken, so they put her in that cast for 4 or 6 weeks, and I don't know. Hopefully she sleeps. My daughter doesn't text everything back when I ask her, but seems like they're a little better now, and that gives me hope and more.
Well, sure, they're adapting because they have to. But,
yeah.
Guys, we can adapt because we choose to. And the channel is saying, thank God they went to the emergency room. Thank
mm-hmm.
God somebody found that little bone was broken so it
yeah.
could be fixed now. When
yeah.
I say it's going to harm the baby mentally or emotionally or even physically, it goes to no.
So she'll just heal, the bone will heal, and that will be it.
Yeah, and the baby's not going to remember.
Okay.
Not going to remember.
The trauma.
You know, your daughter and your job is to just saying, oh, this is nothing. This, you know, you're so strong and you're so
yeah.
vital and you're just amazing and you're probably going to walk before all the other babies walk because this is going to make you stronger. Start saying the things that you want him to hear instead
yeah.
of allowing him to pick up the fear
mm-hmm.
that everybody's in. Do you understand?
Yeah, see, my daughter was first worried about her head because, you know, she fell on the floor and everything, but they seemed to be okay. They told her it was okay. And the other doctor, the second doctor, next morning when they found that broken bone and put the cast and everything.
Well, if I were you, and this is not the channel, I know from my life experience that any time a child falls or I fall,
mm-hmm.
it's not, they won't let me use the word imperative, but important to see an osteopath to make sure all the bones in that little head are okay and readjusted. So nothing shows up in the future.
Oh, on her head. Okay.
Yeah.
Osteopath to make sure.
Okay.
And now a quick question. Can you tell me energetically, is this me not totally going well with my business that is still causing that nasty phlegm? Because I took stuff, I bought things, but it's not totally helping. Is it?
What
the
is
energy?
The problem? Okay.
That phlegm, I have to constantly
clear
my throat, and it's having going for months, is this still the allergy to my business sort of that is not working well? I'm not making money. Is this the energetic part of that? Or
look, let me tell you what's over everything in your creation process is worry. You worry to create, and it's not working for you at all. It will not work for any of you at all. Worry is a negative prayer.
Yeah.
See, when I say right now you're loving money, does she love money? Hell no. It goes right to no. And yet you want more of it, don't you?
So do we need to work with my little child or try to be more in the joy with everything and gratitude for life?
Well, you don't try to do anything. Okay? You go to your love place and you go, yeah, that's what money feels like. Bring it on.
Okay.
Let me feel into my love place. That's what money feels like. I love what I do. I love helping people.
Okay.
You know, Ilka works with essential oils and the power of healing with essential oils. What's your website?
It's Healthy Haven with H-A, Healthy Haven with Ilka.
Okay, Healthy Haven with Ilka, I-L-K-A, if anybody wants to check it out. And, you know, literally, Ilka, I want you to listen to this show again. You will hear in the timbre of your voice the victimness. If I were to act it back to you, it would be, gee, you know, why is my business? Why can't I? Can you hear? Can you hear in the way I'm saying that? It's very different than my intention is to make more money in my business. What do I need to get into alignment? Is there anything? It's very different than, I don't know, I just can't make any money. Do you hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good in Michigan, but when we moved to Florida a few years ago, things just, it's so different. I don't know what's going on, but...
There's your belief right there. So start believing that Florida wants what you have. Okay?
Okay.
All right, good sweetheart. I got to go to the next caller. Thank you, sweetheart. Jean Marie in Massachusetts, you're on.
Hi, thank you. And,
hi, babe.
Appreciate everybody that's been on because it's been very helpful. I want to ask the channel, and this is a perfect for adaptation and what you said at the beginning. I received a phone call on Friday that definitely rocked me off my balance. It was
just ask your question, Jean Marie.
Yeah, so I want to know what to do about this phone call and what the consequences are.
Well, adapt. So, very quickly, because I'm supposed to be at my table in 10 minutes, very quickly, what was the call about?
My name was given as a person of interest in a rather serious matter.
In a criminal matter, you mean?
Yes. And I don't know, it could be somebody with my name. Say again?
Like you participated in it?
Well, that's what they were trying to find out. It's not true. I didn't have anything to do with any of this.
Of course. Of course. Okay. So then right now when I say you're balanced, it goes right to no. Can you bring yourself into balance? Because without moving, without being in balance when you move forward, it's wasted energy, guys. You know that. You know it. There you go. Bring yourself, open your heart, open your chakras, align your hara line. Now you can adapt and move forward. So bottom line you know that there's nothing to this. You know that there's no truth to this at all. And I'm not sure it wasn't a scam call.
That, well, you know, that's my friend said, did you get the badge number? And I didn't think to ask.
Yeah.
I was flabbergasted.
How much information did you give away?
The only thing I said was they wanted to know if I was, working at a certain place. And I said, no. They said, but you did this type of job. And I said, yes.
Okay. And they didn't ask for any social security or anything like that?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, they just had my name. They were in the right.
You know,
they
when
were
I
in a
say position. There's anything to worry about, I get a no.
Okay.
But you're like me. I see if a policeman pulls me over, my heart rate goes through the roof. Why? If I didn't do anything wrong.
Exactly.
Why?
Exactly.
Well, that's what I mean. We go into reaction. Reactions are learned responses. Even though they're subconscious, they're learned, guys. From something, oh, this is a story. Oh, I might be in trouble. Oh, but it goes back to what we talked about, I think, last week, Jean-Marie, or maybe it was in our private, about you being in fear that you're doing something wrong. So you've really got to embrace I make the right decisions, I make the right choices, I do everything the right way. Because that, it's a matter of self-trust, sweetheart. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Let me know what happens.
Oh, God.
Yeah, sorry, I had to cut you off there. I'm sorry, Jean-Marie. Guys, I'm sorry. We had some really in-depth stuff this week, and I didn't fly through quite as much. Let's see. I've got Wilma and Rose that I didn't get to. If you call in next week and tell Stephen that I said I would get to you first, I will next week. All right, guys. Let's say it loud and proud together. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.